Good morning, beloveds. We're finishing Psalm 76 this morning, and our readings is from verse 10 to 12.
Surely the wrath of man shall praise you, the remnant of wrath you will put on like a belt. Make your vows to the Lord your God and perform them. Let all around him bring gifts to him who is to be feared, who cuts off the spirit of princes, who is to be feared by the kings of the earth.
Hallelujah. What just stands out, and that, you know, we need to bring our vows to the Lord, and the vows is our promises, yes, what we believe in. But if what we believe in and what we are saying thank you for to the Lord and expressing in our lives is not reverence to God, hasn't come from bowing down to God, because all the kings, the world, everything belongs to him. And everything came from him. So that's the first big place of surrender. If you have to happen, humbled yourself to God, your vows will just be, I want to do this. And then you stand in the position where you think you, the maker of heaven and earth, but you're not. God is, and he knows everything. It's so wonderful when we think of that scripture, you were predestined in Christ. God predestined each and every one of us. This is the great God we serve. And therefore, if you don't revere him, respect him, then you need to fear him. All the kings, all these princes, everyone that thinks it's their talent and it's their gifting and it's their right to change things in this world and make it the way they want it, that's deception. The first place that you've got to bow is to the Almighty God, and then see him, fear him first, and then you can start revering him, because then he will tell you, you're my child, I have got place for you, you are my workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works laid out there for your life. So our vows are found in the spirit of submission, in the spirit of reverence, of sitting in the presence of God, looking into his word, and then getting revelation. And then that which he gives us is so important to him and to us, because it's his great and precious promises through which we partake of the divine nature. We partake of that purpose that he has got for our lives and then for our children's lives. And so we bring the true testimony of a good God that has provided for his children. And that's what we've got to say in. And then it's always in submission and in obedience and in dedication to an almighty, beautiful, good God that is our Father, that has got plans, and at the end of the day it's these plans and these purposes that will come to pass, and we escape the corruption, we escape this I can do this, the eye disease, is a big one, and we found our lives are now hid with Christ in God. There's a new eye. And so the I is now, I'm no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives. And the life that I live, so there's still an I, but it's in submission and it's in the faith of our Almighty God that loves me and has provided for me and for each and every person. Each and every person can be a full cup in the heart of God, and therefore in the earth, being a representative of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.